Good morning. Good morning. Hey, today is a great day for many reasons, but as many of you know, all throughout this semester, which is coming quickly to a close, we have had a chance to hear from the six seniors, well, five so far, today is the sixth, for the senior witness. And I'm so excited this morning that we're going to have the opportunity to hear from Zielu, and she has many things to share, and I do not want to take much of her time, but I did learn on the way over here that her name means midnight, because she was born at midnight, and it's exciting because her parents are here today as well, came over for graduation, so we are excited. So would you pray with me? God, you are fairer than all things, and you shine brighter than all things. Thank you for shining on this campus and for calling us to be your children. Thanks for Zie and her presence here on this campus. Come now and speak through her. We pray this all through Christ. Amen. Join me in welcoming Zie.
Hi. So before I start my senior witness, I thought it would be a good idea to just tell some facts about myself. However, I'm not going to make it too easy for you. I will tell you six facts about myself, but one of them is not true. So let's see if you can guess it right. All right, here we go. Fact number one, I am a Chinese who was born and raised in China. Anybody think I made that one up? Fact number two, I've never visited Hope College before coming here. Fact number three, my high school used to have classes from 8 a.m. in the morning all the way to 10:30 p.m. Fact number four, my favorite food in the United States is cheese and chocolate. Why are you laughing? Fact number five, I was never baptized and I have never read the Bible before coming here. Fact number six, the 4 years at Hope College is definitely one of the biggest blessings in my life. Okay, before I review my answer, I would like to talk more about those facts that are actually true for me. Of course, fact number six is true. That's why I'm here today. I still remember when Kate asked me if I want to do senior witness. I was purely excited and just said yes right away. However, I later remember something and then go back to Kate and ask her, Kate, is it okay if I've never baptized before? Technically, I'm not a Christian yet. Is that even okay to be a senior witness? That just feels like one day you go to your favorite Chinese restaurant and find out none of the chefs and waiters are actually Chinese. That is not okay. However, I'm grateful that I'm still here today. Although I came from a very different background, the 4 years at Hope College has truly planted a seed in my heart, a seed for faith, love, and hope. I'm really grateful that God gave me this amazing opportunity so I can share how my seed is growing every day with you. I can share my unique journey with you. It is challenging, it is confusing, it is hard, but yet it is also very exciting, encouraging. So bear with me. I want to tell you more about myself. Born and raised in a completely different country and family, in a country that officially stated itself as atheist, in a family that does not have strong religious background, in a culture that has been shaped and influenced by completely different values and ideas, I did not take faith for granted. Many of you may take faith as a gift. You may inherit it from your family members as a family treasure, or you may choose to believe in God because people in your community choose to follow him. However, none of this have happened to me. Growing up in Chongqing, which is one of the biggest cities in China, with 30 million population, every day is like Christmas shopping, it's crazy. I never thought about I will end up studying in such a small town called Holland. I went to a very competitive high school in China. We would have classes from 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Whenever we have a big exam, our grades with our names will be posted and ranked from top to the bottom on a public bulletin board. I personally don't like sitting in the classroom all the time studying and just being a study machine. I will want to question, I want to discuss, I want to challenge myself, I want to try something I've never experienced before. That's when I started to think about studying abroad. Now looking back, everything is really incidental. I was looking for schools in the United States, and surprisingly, I was intrigued by this small liberal arts college called Hope College. It has such a cute name, I thought. My mother found about Hope College in a book. The book was written by a Hope graduate's mother. There's one really short chapter talking about her daughter's life in America, of course, Hope College. And I was just amazed by the idea of liberal arts college. After talking with Gary Camp, a couple of current students, and also some professors, I just can't believe how people can be that incredibly friendly. That really made me want to come to here. Now I feel like, back to that time, I almost heard a voice, realizing now it must be God telling me, Ziye, go to Hope College. Hope College has adventure you are looking for, and I follow that. Although I've never visited Hope College before, I am just so confident that this is a place I should go. And I was right. Coming to Hope College was one of the best decisions in my life so far. When I first came to Hope, I had a lot of cultural shocks. I remember when I went to the American Chinese restaurants here. I was really impressed by stuff like, you know, those Asian takeout boxes, fortune cookies, and crab rangoon. You know, however you pronounce it, because I've never seen them in China before. Coming to a small liberal arts Christian school is a little difficult. I was never baptized, nor have I read Bible before coming to here. Initially, I try not to talk about questions like faith or religion, because I don't really know that much. I was afraid I would just look stupid or ignorant. However, I was really curious. I was curious what faith exactly is. I was curious why it is so powerful. It can make so many wonderful things happen, and it can give people so much support. I was even a little jealous of my friends. Many of my friends seem to figure it out already. They know what is faith. They know what they are looking for. For me, it really took me a long journey to get where they were 10 years ago. But I think God has never stopped encouraging me and telling me, Ziye, don't worry and just take your time. I started to see and take the opportunity at Hope where I have sufficient opportunities to learn about faith and Christianity. I went to chapel and I went to some worship services. I took religion classes, I talked about faith with my friends, and I started to learn more. This processing of learning about faith is definitely amazing. Nobody has ever pushed me. Instead, I feel I was lifted by so many people in so many different ways. I'm an easily impressed person. Whenever I see little loving and caring moments, I could start bursting into tears. I feel God's will and message. I feel He's smiling at me and telling me, be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. I definitely feel that. I want to thank those people who smiled at me, who helped me, who took the time to get to know me and become friends with me, because I certainly feel that warm messages and people, it is because people like you, you guys have truly touched my heart and planted a seed over there. Then I started to question, what is going on? How could I just being experienced countless blessings and wonderful times, and I just wonder, how could all this stuff just happen randomly? How could I chose Hope College randomly without really knowing it much and decided to come to here? How could I become a Baker Scholar when I was determined to choose business as my future career interest? How did I always get invited to go to my friend's family to celebrate Easter's, Thanksgiving, Christmas over there with their wonderful families when I was worried about being lonely, far away, apart family? And how could I have an opportunity to receive a lot of support from the school and organize a trip to China with the Baker Scholars so I can take my friends back to home to learn and especially to engage with such a group of wonderful people? How could I find a full-time job now so I can Staying here, keep my journey going on, work as a public accountant in Detroit. How could all this just happen? The list can just go on, and there's no way that everything just miraculously happened. I started to wonder if there is really somebody out there who loves me, who cares about me, who gave me countless opportunities, who challenges me, who encourages me to seek for the truth. I'm really grateful for that. He also brings so many wonderful people to help me, wonderful people like my parents, like my friends, my professors, my advisors, the Baker Scholars, my classmates, the community members, my friends' families, and even the strangers on the street. I just can't believe how many wonderful things God made possible for me. And then I started to pray. I look at the countless blessings I received from people, and these blessings have truly watered my seed and let it bud, let it grow. It took me 18 years to get this seed planted, and it took me another 4 years to finally have it bud. I can't be grateful enough for all the wonderful blessings, and I constantly feel that I should return those blessings to people around me. I hear God ask me to smile to people, to help everyone around me, and to make positive impacts if possible. Although I'm such a powerless person in the world, a lot of times I can't really make a difference. However, I just really enjoy the process, and I know that God wants me to be a good person for a reason. So where am I today? I'm still watching, I'm still questioning, and I'm still praying. I firmly believe that God has made this a longer learning process for me for a reason. And during this process, I've learned so many wonderful things, and I do not want to trade them for anything. For those of you who have continuously helped me water my seed and truly made a great impact in my life at Hope College, I sincerely thank you. I wish I could have a list of the names of the people that I want to thank for, and just I can read it here. That probably will take me hours, and I don't want to keep you guys that long here. But I want to let you know that it is because of you that my seed could bud, could grow, and I hope someday it can bloom beautiful flowers, have fruits, so I can plant seeds into other people's heart. I really want to thank you very much. By the way, I forgot to tell you that I actually don't like cheese and chocolate. Did you get that right? I am a food lover. However, if there's one food that can kill me, that is gonna be macaroni cheese. I can't even smell it. I feel bad for myself for not liking chocolate, but I feel God is working on me right now. After the 4 years, seriously, I can finally enjoy some lasagna and mint chocolate chip ice cream. You know what? I just let my seed grow, and I enjoy whatever God has planned for me because I have faith in Him, and I'm very grateful for whatever I have today. Thank you very much. Go in peace.